be concluding our series called Road Trip. Yan. Sino sa inyo nasubaybayan niyo yung Road Trip series natin? Since week 1, dito kayo. Ayan, for those of you who are first time nyo lang dito or ngayon lang kayo naka-join sa amin, we'll have a quick recap kung ano yung pinag-usapan natin the whole month of February. So, March. Ayun. So, yun nga, the objective of our series was to know and obey God's will in our life. And during our week 1, we talked about knowing the will of God in our lives and trusting it, na which is the very starting point nung journey natin with God. If we trust His will, then we will obey. Week 2, we talked about knowing God's will through His word. Doon naman, nalaman natin na in our road trip, the word of God is our map. Siya yung magtuturo sa atin ng destination natin and where God wants us to be. And then week 3, which is last week, we talked about naman knowing the will of God through His people. Yun nga, godly men and women na kasama natin mag-walk in our faith, which will serve as guardrails para sa atin, para laging nasa direction lang tayo nung ating trip. And this week, last week na natin for road trip, today we'll be talking about knowing God's will through vision. Ayan, at dahil vision ang topic natin today, meron akong maiksing exercise, activity sa atin to test our vision. Yan, vision test. I'll be showing you pictures, tas dun sa unang picture, as quickly as you can, i-point out nyo lang or isigaw nyo kung nakita nyo yung hidden object na pinapahanap ko. Okay ba yun? Okay. Game, first picture. Chararan, okay. Find the missing owl. San? Correct. Yung ilong nung porky oink oink. Yan. It's inverted na owl. Galing, bilis nyo ah. Next picture. Find the hidden face. Yun lang kayo nang yun, hindi nyo naman yata nakita. Asan? Nasa may tenga, ang layo. Sa may mata. There you go. Nasa eye of the tiger. Ayun, ang bilis nyo dun ah. Mukhang madali lang. So, yung skill na yon na ginawa natin, that is called actually figure ground. Yun yung skill ng eyes natin, ng vision natin. For us to be able to pick out kung ano yung pinaka-importanting detail lang na pinapahanap. Kung ano lang yung kailangan. Kaya despite the picture or yung dami ng visual information presented sa inyo, you're able to pick out that detail na sinabi ko lang na hanapin nyo. Figure ground yung tawag doon. So smart. Next! Charot, Wikipedia lang yan. Madali yun ha, o level up tayo. Next picture. Okay. I try to count how many black dots are there. Sigaw, ano sagot? Black dots. 5? 14? 35? Siret? The correct answer is wala. Yun. Mamaya, explain ko bakit. Next picture. Tell me whether the picture is moving or not. May yes, may not. Okay. The correct answer there is not. Okay, last picture. Tell me, what do you see in this photo? Babae. Ano pa? Matanda. Bata. Nakatalikod. Ano pa? Mahaba. Witch. Ayan. So for those of you, sino dito nakakita ng young woman? Yung bata. Yung long hair. Yan. Tama. Tama yung nakita nyo. Pero sino dito yung nakakita ng matanda? For those of you na hindi nakakita nung matanda, imagine yung ear nung batang babae as the eye, yung chin niya as the nose, and then yung leeg, yung ruffles as the chin. Nakita niya na? Oh yes! Ay, yun pala yun. So ang tawag naman dyan, dun sa last 3 photos na pinakita natin, alam niyo yan, di ba? That is called optical illusion. Ayan, ito namang optical illusion is the power of our eyes to, listen, Wikipedia to, So, the power, optical illusion naman works like this. Yung eyes natin, it takes in information. But then, yung nakikita natin, it actually, ang tawag doon, it send, nasisend siya sa brain natin, but then the brain would tell us na, kumbaga, ano tawag doon? Your eyes and your mind working together, pinaprocess pa nung brain mo kung ano yung nakikita mo. So kahit na ito lang yung nakita mo, but your brain is telling you na hindi, ito yon. You come up with another object other than what is there presented in reality. Nagets nyo? So ang galing, no? Ang galing ng brain nyo. Naloko kayo ng sarili nyong brain. So yon. But today, yun nga, the vision na in-exercise natin kanina is not the vision na gusto nating magkaroon tayo as we go through the course of our walk in life. Kasi, you see, dito na-discover natin that really, our eyes pala and our brains could actually deceive us. It could trick us. So the vision that we want as we go on this road trip na meron tayo is one that is a product not of our illusion, not of our mind, not of logic or imagination, but a product of our relationship with God. Something that is galing kay Lord. So yun, kasi syempre we do not want naman na in crucial times na kailangan natin mag-decide, nang kailangan natin ng decision making, we would depend on our brains na yun nga, it could actually deceive us pala. So yun, so that's the vision that we'll be talking about today. Okay lang ba? May I invite everyone to bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's start in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this day that you have given us. Lord, I pray that you open our eyes, you open our hearts and our minds, Father, as we receive your word today. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ayan. So why don't we start with defining what vision is? Sige, simulan natin. Vision is number one, as yung pinaka-obvious, is to see. It is the act and the power to see. Di ba nga, yung salitang television, tele means distance and vision means to see. So in short, television is seeing from a distance. Di ba? So yon, the vision is the act or the power to see. Another definition of vision is that it is a supernatural appearance that conveys a revelation. So yon, it is something na makikita mo, it's not yet happening right now, wala pa yun ngayon, but then you already have a picture, you already have a revelation of that something na pinakita sa'yo. Gets? Okay, so yon. Siguro naman lahat tayo na nung bata tayo, we all have dreams and ambition. Tama ba? Na nung bata ka, nakita mo na na pagtanda mo, magiging magaling kang engineer, magiging magaling kang doktor, yan. Pagtanda mo, ikaw yung magiging top-notcher ng board exam. Kaya naman, ikaw yung magiging summa cum laude ng school. Yan, lahat tayo, each and every one of us, we have that vision. Nakita na natin yung sarili natin na magiging ganun tayo pagtanda natin. Or what else? Siguro, nakita mo na, nung bata ka pa, nakita mo na yung sarili mo na you will travel sa iba't ibang lugar, sa abroad. You wanna go to Paris? San pa? You wanna go to London, sa London, yan, nakita mo na you will travel and go to places. But then, you have to note that yung mga dreams na yan, yung mga ambition na yan, is what you see for yourself. Sa'yo galing yon, yung mga vision na yon. The vision that we want today, as the end of the preaching approaches, gusto natin, magkaroon tayo ng revelation, ng vision ni God. Yung gusto ni Lord para sa atin, hindi yung gusto natin para sa sarili natin. Hindi lang gusto natin. So, vision is a picture or a glimpse of what God wants for you. So, let's read from Proverbs 29. Yung mga may Bible, pakilabas ang Bible. Yung wala, ba't kayo walang Bible? Hindi, we have large screens here to serve as your big Bibles. Pero sana next time may Bible, ha? Okay, Proverbs 29 verse 18. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. In another translation, sa NASB, ayan, sabi dyan, where there is no vision, say vision. Vision, yan. The people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. So yun pala yun. People perish because they do not have a vision, they do not have a revelation of what God wants them, what God wants for them. Siguro nga may vision kayo para sa sarili nyo ngayon, pero yun yung lang yung gusto nyo. Ambition nyo lang yun. What you do not have is what God wants for you. And the Bible is clear when it said na people perish kapag wala silang vision. You will fail. You will not succeed kapag wala kang vision. And people perish also because in many respects, they have never seen the impact of having a vision. Dun pa lang, they do not have a vision kasi hindi nila alam kung bakit mahalagang may vision. Diba? So, when we fail to see the importance of having a vision, it actually affects the way how we live our lives. Take for example, dalawang guys. So, parehong estudyante. One wakes up in the morning and maiisip niya lang, ito yung guy na walang vision na, maiisip niya lang, today, kailangan mairaos ko tong araw na to. So, he wakes up in the morning, breakfast, punta sa school, yung ibang klase, hindi pa papasukan, ikakat. Dahil walang assignment dun sa isa, ikakat ulit. Tapos, uuwi ng bahay, hindi muna, kakain muna, boarding house eh. Oh, kakain muna, lalabas, sama ng mga kaibigan, tapos uuwi, madaling araw, tutulog. Nairaos ang araw. When on the other hand, there's this another guy, this guy has a vision from the Lord. Ang naisip niya, when he wakes up in the morning, kailangan he has to be excellent in school. So papasok siya ngayon, magmamadali siya, hindi siya pwedeng malate. Part ng excellence eh, no? Hindi siya pwedeng malate. He goes to school, studies very well. When he gets back home, mag-aaral, he has to study very hard for his exams kasi alam niya na kapag naipasa niya yung exam na yon, mapapasa niya yung subject na yon. Pag napasa niya yung subject na yon, makakagraduate siya. Pag nakagraduate siya, makakatulong siya sa pamilya. You see the difference how these two guys live their life in a single day? Isang araw pa lang yun. Just imagine, paano sila mabubuhay in a year and what would be its effects? So, ganun ka-importante tong vision na to na pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. Kumbaga, sa road trip natin ngayon, vision is that fuel that will actually keep us going. Kumbaga, meron ka ng mapa, meron ka ng guardrails, you also need fuel. Kailangan mo ng gas para tumakbo ka, umandar ka. Because if not, kapag when the going gets tough, hihinto ka na. Tama ba? Hihinto ka na sa journey mo. So here, that's why my prayer for today para sa ating lahat is that at the end of the preaching, we will actually desire a life that is we will live a life of vision. That we will desire vision. Okay? So yon. And today we'll be looking at the story of one of the best examples of someone who lived a life of vision. Ayan. And from the Bible, yan, si Nehemiah yan. Okay lang ba kwento ko sa inyo yung story ni Nehemiah? Haba eh. Kwento ko na lang. Okay. But yes, ma'am. Ang taas. Okay na. Sige na nga. Ayan. So the story of Nehemiah, nag-start yan dun sa chapter 1 of the book of Nehemiah, syempre. Amazing! Yung life ni Nehemiah, nasa Nehemiah. Okay, so yan, nag-start yan. When his brother, yung name ng brother niya is Hanani. Si Hanani from Jerusalem, pumunta siya ngayon sa, pinuntahan niya ngayon si Nehemiah. Nehemiah is in Susa. Yun ay nasa Persia. So, dun siya nag-work as a cupbearer to the king. So, kumbaga, sa atin ngayon, si Nehemiah ay parang ano, OFW. Tatrabaho siya sa ibang bansa. So, yan. Ngayon, nung dumating yung brother niyang si Hanani, what Nehemiah did was kinamusta niya ngayon yung lugar nila. O, kamusta dun sa atin, Brad? Kamusta ang ating mga ano kababayan, mga ganon? So, ngayon, binalita na ni Hanani kay Nehemiah that their place is actually in great devastation. It was in total ruin kasi during that time, remember yung story sa Bible na when the Jews, they angered God because of their disobedience. So yun, during that time, diba, pinanish sila ni Lord and then kinonquer sila ng mga Babylonians, ng mga Persians. And yun nga, sabi niya, sirang-sira yung lugar natin and even our people, they are devastated. Also, our wall, yung wall natin sa Jerusalem, it is already broken. It's already down. And sobrang nalungkot si Nehemiah kasi remember, this wall sa Jerusalem, ito yung wall na nagpo-protect sa kanila. It serves as a protection for them from the other attackers, from other intruders. Kaya ngayon, nalungkot na si Nehemiah. So he was weeping and sobrang sad niya. And so what he did was, in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4, wait lang pala. So yun, he mourned. Diba? Sabi niya dyan, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days, I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. You see, he was in total devastation. So what he did was, lumapit na lang siya kay Lord. So when he got back to work, remember, cupbearer siya sa king, diba? Nagtatrabaho siya sa palace. Napansin niya yung king na parang downcast yung face ni Nehemiah. So, tinanong siya ng king, why? What happened? Hindi ka naman sick. Why are you sad? Kunento ngayon ni Nehemiah, what happened to Jerusalem? And then, sabi ngayon sa kanya ng king, okay, so this is what happened to your place. This is what happened to your people. What do you wanna do? Anong gusto mo? Anong gusto mo mangyari? From there, again, in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4, sabi dyan, the king said to me, what is it that you want? Then I prayed to the God of heaven. You see, every time he is in a phase where hindi niya alam ang gagawin and it requires of him something to do, what was Nehemiah doing all the time? He was just praying. He was just always connecting to God. So what can we take up from here? The first principle we can learn from Nehemiah is that number one, vision comes from God. It was a desperate time for Nehemiah, diba? Nasira yung lugar nila, pero siya nandun sa Persia, nag-work. And he didn't know what to do, malayo siya dun sa lugar eh. So, maybe some of you, you're also like that. You might see yourself na parang nandun ka sa position ni Nehemiah. There's something na nangyayari na you do not know what to do. And the question is, what are you doing? I hope we'll be like Nehemiah. We would always just connect to God. We'll just always ask. You see, he prayed, he asked God, what am I going to do? Ganito yung sitwasyon, what am I going to do? Do you see that to receive your vision, if you're that person today na feeling mo, hindi mo pa alam yung will ni Lord sa life mo, for you to receive your vision, you must be in a position na you are willing to receive from God. You must be in a position na gusto mo na malaman yung vision ni Lord para sa buhay mo. And you see that in the life of Nehemiah, gusto niya eh. That's why he prayed. So sana, with us, would also be like that. Now, for us to receive our vision, we must be in that position, which is the best place would always be down to our knees and really enter the presence of God and ask, Lord, what is it that you want for my life? And then, you see that also here, pinakita sa atin that Nehemiah's vision was birthed in prayer. It was during the time na kinakausap niya si Lord that God revealed to him his vision. Question is, kamusta ang prayer time niyo? Or nagpe-pray pa ba kayo? Kinakausap niyo pa ba si Lord? Good news is, during those times na you would really be hungry and seeking for God, he will reveal his vision to you. So, siguro sabi mo, ano bang dat ko ipag-pray? Basta, tanungin ko lang si Lord, anong will niya sa life ko? General naman nun. Baka ang sagot niya, general na lang din. So here, we could learn na, you see, Jerusalem is something that's very close to Nehemiah's heart. Diba? Lugar niya yon, people nila, yung nakatira doon. Andun yung mga kamag-anak niya, yung mga kakilala niya. Jerusalem is something that is very close to his heart. And, kaya nung nagkagulo doon, he had the burden in his heart to pray about it, to pray for it. So, kung ngayon you're asking, ano bang dapat ko ipag-pray? Anong dapat ko i-ask kay Lord? Maybe you should ask yourself, ano ba yung Jerusalem mo ngayon? What is that one thing in your life na very close to your heart na nagkakagulo, hindi mo alam kung anong nangyayari? Then maybe you could just come to God in prayer and yun yung ipag-pray mo kay God. It could be your family, something that is close to your heart na dapat mong ipag-pray. Diba? Sabihin mo, nangyari sa inyo ngayon, ang gulo-gulo sa bahay nyo, nag-away palagi nanay at tate mo, malapit na silang maghiwalay, tapos yung ate mo nabuntis, yung kuya mo umuwi kagabi, saying lot na naman, wala nang ginawa, kundi uminom lang, anong gagawin ko? Or it could be your studies, di ba? Something that is close to your heart na pwede mo ipag-pray, na hindi mo alam kung makakapag-enroll ka pa ba next semester, or for those of you who are graduate, may graduating bang college dito? Or graduate na kaka-graduate lang? Ayan. For those of you, hindi mo alam kung saan ka after college. Magtatrabaho ka na ba kaagad? Mag-aaral ka pa ba? Mag-masters ka? Or tatambay ka muna? Hindi mo alam. Or for those of you who are entering college, sino yung mga high school dyan na entering college? Come on! So kayo naman, ang problema nyo ngayon, hindi nyo alam kung anong course iti-take nyo. Engineering ba o nursing? O di ba, connect na connect, engineering, nursing, di ba? Or anong school? Saang school ako papasok? Laki ng problema ni ate girl. Nakapasa ng UP, ng Ateneo, ng Lasal, tsaka ng USD. Ang laki ng problema ko, hindi ko alam kung saan ako. Question is, are you praying about it? Or it could be the relationships na meron kayo ngayon. Di ba? For the girls. Hey, Pogi. May gali. Mala ano? Mala... Sinong Pogi? Geronteng! Oh my gosh! Sorry. Wala kayong pake. Nasa kanyang mic. Yun. Bawa mala Jero ng Pogi. O kaya sige. Hindi, sige. International. Sino ba? Gusto ko sana mag-agree. Kaya lang wag na lang. Ayun. Diba? You are focused, pero ang dami, ang gulo. May biglang may manliligaw, alam mo yon? Hindi mo na alam yung gagawin mo, sobrang gulo. That is something that is close to your heart. Na maybe God is just reminding you na lift them up to me in prayers. Whatever it is, whatever area in your life it may be. Yung family mo, studies mo, or mga, every single thing, you just lift them up to God in prayers. And you see, God will give you visions. Kasi yun yung vision na kailangan natin eh. Something that comes from God. And malalaman mo naman yun, kung yung vision na nakuha mo is from the Lord, or ano, ambition mo lang ulit. You would know, kasi a vision from the Lord is something that is anchored in His Word. You will know, as for Nehemiah, in Nehemiah 1, verse 8 to 9, meron ba tayo dyan? Sabi dito, remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. Verse 9, but if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Right here, alam na ni Nehemiah that the vision is from the Lord kasi he has the word with him as an anchor dun sa vision na nakuha niya. And Nehemiah here got a vision from the Lord na if you were able to do it sa time ni Moses, dun sa mga taon nung time na yun ni Moses, you can also do it for me today. Diba? And so, you will see that if you just really connect yourself to God, you'll receive a God-given gift, a God-given vision that's really from Him. Listen, a vision that does not involve God isn't vision at all. So kung yung picture na nakikita mo ngayon, yung vision na sinasabi mong meron ka, it doesn't involve God, I tell you, iwan mo na yan. It's not from the Lord. Second principle we could learn from the life of Nehemiah, in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 4, it says here, when the word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies that I had rebuilt the wall and not a gap was left in it, though up to that time I had not set the doors in the gates. Next verse. Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages of the plain of Ono. But they were scheming to harm me. Here is the picture. Nehemiah received a vision, di ba? Na he will rebuild the wall. Sinabi ng Lord sa kanya, you will rebuild the wall and restore the people doon sa Jerusalem. Now, he is in the middle of working yung rebuilding nga ng wall. And then suddenly, here are interruptions. He's in the middle of working and then suddenly naka-receive siya ng mga invitations na umalis dun sa site where he is working at makipagkita sa kanya somewhere else. Next verse. So I sent messengers to them with this reply. I am carrying in a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Taray, ninihimaya, no? Alam niya kasi, why is that? 4 times na yun. 4 times na siyang pinadalan, pero 4 times dinecline niya. Why is that? I believe the answer is from the first principle. He knows kasi that the vision he got is from the Lord. Kaya hindi niya iiwan yun. Mas importante itong ginagawa niya kaysa dito sa mga nag-i-invite-invite sa kanya. Diba? So, second principle, what can we take from this is that second principle is that vision, where there is vision, there is opposition. Somehow, bad news siya, pero good news na rin siya. Kasi when God gives you a vision, expect mo na talaga may mag-oppose at may mag-oppose dyan. You will receive temptations, you will receive oppositions. People will try to stop you. Circumstances will try to stop you. Take for example, ito. There's this girl, based on ito ha, true to life story to. Merong girl from the beautiful country of US of A. Ayan. US of A. Ayan. Hindi yan! Wait lang! I'm sorry. Mamaya. Beautiful yan, alam ko. Pero hindi pa yan. Mamaya. There. Ayun. Siya, Contesera. Magandang babae. Alam niyo yung Contesera? Yung pumapagent-pagent. Masali yung mga beauty contest. So, sumali siya, beauty contest. So, galing siya sa, from what state? Di ba ganun yun? Kunyari, bigay kayong state sa America. New York, kunyari. Sumali siya sa Miss USA and she represented yung New York. So, when the finals came, turned out na first runner-up siya. So, hindi siya makakapunta dun sa bigger pageant. Hindi niya marerepresent yung USA. So, the next year, ito na, Miss USA ulit. Sumali siya ulit. So, this time, nung sumali siya, it turned out na ganun pa rin. The result was the same. First runner-up pa rin siya at hindi pa rin siya makakasali ng Miss U to represent USA. So, third year, tiyaga ni ate girl, third year, lumipat siya ngayon ng state. Imagine that, this is the third consecutive year na sumasali siya. Third year, lumipat siya ng state, and then she joined again Miss USA. And finally, first runner, hindi, joke lang, nanalo na siya. Nanalo na siya this time, and she'll be representing USA sa darating na Miss Universe. So ngayon, reporters came up to her. So sabi, uy, how does it feel? Tagalog. Tagalog yung reporter, Miss USA. Sabi, uy, how does it feel na panalo ka na ngayon? Finally, nanalo ka na. Siyempre, alam nila na 3 years na siyang sumasali. Alam mo, sabi lang ni Beauty Queen, sabi niya lang, you know what? It's but normal. Normal lang. Kahit pangatlong tao, feeling ko wala, normal lang. You know why? Because I've already envisioned myself na naglalakad with a crown. That's how true the vision was for the girl. Na kahit pa anong oppositions, kahit na ang daming beses siyang almost na stop from getting the crown, hindi siya nag-give up. Same is true with Nehemiah. Kahit na ang daming beses na siyang in-intrude nitong mga taong to, he was still faithful to the vision God has given to him. Another example, to classic to, kasi example ko, nauna yung picture eh. Anyway, binanggit kanina, di ba, I went to Stanford University to present my paper. Pero it wasn't an easy route for me. Okay lang ba? Kwento ko? Okay. Sabi niyo. Okay. First year pa lang ako, pagpasok ko pa lang sa Miriam College, nakita ko na yung malaking-malaking banner ng Stanford University. Kino-congratulate yung mga fourth-year students sa amin because they passed and they're going to represent the school for an international conference. So sabi ko, naku ako din. I would want to do that. Sana makapunta din ako doon, represent my school, and present my thesis. So, third year came. Di ba third year nagsistart ang thesis? Ayan na, nakapasa na yung title namin. Fourth year, i-implement mo na. Hindi doable ang aking research. So I had to change my topic right there and then. So yun, isipin nyo na lang kung ganong ka isang sim kung pinaghirapan yung unang topic, yung title. And then hindi siya magagamit for the fourth year. Salamat. So yun. And then during the time na nag-gather na ako ng data, ang dami pa rin nagsastop sa akin from getting to Stanford. My gosh. Nung nag-collect kami ng data, that was the time na yung sunod-sunod yung bagyo. Naalala nyo ba yung mga Maring, Pablo, yung mga sunod-sunod na typhoon. That was the time na ginagawa ko yon. Eh, yung study ko, it requires me to go to eight different universities. So lahat yun pupuntahan mo, naka-LRT ka, bit-bit mo yung token, yung survey questionnaire ng mga 3 kilo siguro yun kasi puro papel. So, dala mo lahat yun, tapos umuulan, kamusta naman, di ba, ang struggle ni ate. So yun, and then, turned out, di natapos mo, natapos ko. But it turned out na yung results ko ay hindi nagmamatch dun sa literature ko. Sino nakaka-relate? So kailangan mo ulitin na naman, you have to find out, bakit hindi siya nagmatch? Anong sagot dito? Ba't ganun? Tapos, kasama na din doon yung nag-aaway-aaway na kayong thesis mates mo, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos Korean pa yung isa sa amin. Hindi ko na kayang kausapin. Bahala ka na, basta gusto ko nang matapos. And then, yun pa. We were almost, deadline for submission was November 9. November 8, hindi pa tapos yung final draft namin. So hindi pa namin malalaman kung makakapag-defend kami ng paper namin. But then, God reminded me of His word na if you'll just be true and faithful sa akin in the vision I have given you, you will prosper. You will succeed. So there, cut the story short, sa deadline, sa November 9, approve yung paper namin. We were able to present sa school namin and kasama kami sa top 3 best theses ng batch. And then, also, we were able to present locally dito sa kung saan-saan mga provinces and schools kami pumunta to present our paper. And finally, Stanford! Nakapasa kami ng Stanford University. So, yun. Basically, sabi ko, makapasa lang, okay na ako. But then, yun nga sabi ng mama ko, minsan lang yan, pumunta ka na doon and represent your school. Sabi ko, hindi, okay na ako dito. So, then yun, nanalo siya, gusto niya pumunta ako. But then, hindi pala sagot ng school yun. So, kamusta naman, magkano pumunta ng states, di ba? Pero yun nga, God has provided and really, anything and everything that will try to stop you, si Lord ang bahala doon. Kasi the vision He has given you is from Him. Okay? Okay ba yun? Alright. So yun, you just have to fix your eyes on Jesus talaga. You just have to fix your eyes on Him. Paano mo ba ma-fix yung eyes mo sa Kanya? We already talked about it. Number one, should always know His word. That will point you to the direction where God wants you to be. And then second, you walk with His people. Diba? These are the very people who will lead by example. Na, ay, possible pala to live a pure and holy life. Ay, possible pala to be excellent in school. Kasi these are the very people who will show you dito, literally on earth, na you can do it. And it is possible. So, yon. The next, the third and final principle, we'll read from Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15 to 16. Sabi dyan, 15 to 16. So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. Next verse, when all our enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. Wow. It all started with the vision. And you see, yung vision ni Nehemiah for himself, it reached far and beyond. What does this say about a vision? A vision is something that is beyond you. A vision God has given you is not just for you. Yung vision na binigay ni Lord for Nehemiah to rebuild the wall, hindi lang yun para kay Nehemiah. Basta ang alam ni Nehemiah, yes, he will rebuild the wall, but God knew far more than that. Nakita na ni Lord yung bigger picture kesa lang dun sa pagbibuild niya ng wall. And you see, a vision is a picture of what God wants to accomplish in your life, diba? Yun yung sabi natin kanina. But also, a vision is a picture of what God wants to accomplish through your life. A vision that God has given you, hindi lang yan para sa'yo. So if you think, vision naman, para sa akin naman pala yun, so matupad o hindi, bahala na. No. A vision God has given you is a very big one, that it will even affect other people, and even the nations around. You see yung kay Nehemiah, even the surrounding nations, nakita nila na itong wall na to, it was built by a God. So, right there, this, I hope na we'll be able to see this is how huge and this is how significant and important kung bakit kailangan may vision tayo for our lives. And I hope na today, if you're that person na you already have a vision of what God wants you to do, I just pray na you will have the faith really to obey Him. Kahit pa sabihin mo, napakalaki naman ito, hindi ko kaya to. Live a pure and holy life. Paano ba yun? Iba na ang panahon ngayon. Eh, pero, what? Really, I just pray that we will have the faith to obey. And you see, si Lord naman yung magre-release ng lahat ng kailangan for His vision to be fulfilled. Kasi after all, yung vision na binigay niya sa'yo, it is His more than it is yours. Diba? The vision that He has for you, siya unang nakaisip niyan. Siya unang naka-envision niyan bago niya ipinasa sa'yo. And so, I hope that we'll realize the value of vision. And starting tonight, we will really desire to have a vision, one that comes from God. Even though we expect oppositions that will come with it, really, we'll just hang on, we'll just fix our eyes on Jesus because a vision is something beyond you. So like Nehemiah, like in the life of Nehemiah, I believe it is possible for us, to live a life of vision. Kasi 2,000 years ago, if I could just ask the music team to come up, I believe that it's possible for us today to live a life of vision because 2,000 years ago, there was a man who saw you first. He saw that vision first. And while he was hanging on the cross, he envisioned you and me. He envisioned us today glorifying the name of His Father in heaven. He had the vision to save mankind. He had the vision of you living your life today. That's why it is possible for us right now that we would also have that vision. We will also live a life of vision. For today, as I close, I would just want to pray for two groups of people. If you're that person na, oo, kilala mo na si Lord, may Lord, may Christ ka na sa life mo, but then you feel like you are in a crossroad right now. And you do not have a picture of what God wants for you and your life. And you feel like you are wandering. You are squandering. You are lost. And today, you're asking God, Lord, what is your plan for my life? Ano yung vision na meron ka para sa buhay ko? Para sa pamilya ko? Para sa future ko? And if that is you, and you're confused, and you say, Lord, hindi ko na alam ang gagawin ko. Like Nehemiah, let's just connect. Let's just go back to God. And if you're that person, with heads bowed, and eyes are closed, why don't you just raise your hand? You say, ako yon. Gulong-gulo ako ngayon. I do not know where to go next. After college, after high school, hindi ko alam saan yung next na destination ko. I do not have a vision of God's plans in my life. Kaya, because of these oppositions coming my way, I'm almost in the brink of giving up. If you're that person, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that you are my Lord, that you're the one leading and ruling over my life. Lord, I pray, I humble myself before you. I ask, Father God, that you will open my spiritual eyes, that you will open my heart, that I may receive a vision from you. I pray, Lord, that you will direct me to that path. And Lord, give me the faith to obey and fulfill, Lord, this vision you have for me. Put down your hands. Another group of people I want to pray for. If you're this person na you're saying, ano ba yung vision na yan? I do not have a vision for myself. Paano pa magkakaroon ng vision si Lord for myself? Paano ko malalaman yon? Again, we're going back. You do not need anything for you to receive that vision kay Lord. All you need is a person for you to receive that vision. And who you need is Jesus Christ. You see, sabi natin, this vision is a product of our relationship with Him. But if you are that person na wala ka pang relationship kay God, eh malamang nga, you do not have a picture of what God wants for you in your life. So if you are that person today na you would want to connect to God, that you would want to receive Him in your life, not because you want a vision, but because you want Him in your life. You want to have direction. You want to have a relationship with Him. Why don't you just raise your hand? God acknowledges na these hands raised and He sees na you're humbling yourself before Him. If you're this person, you could just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. I acknowledge that I have sinned against you. Lord, today, I repent of all my sins and accept you as the Lord of my life. I accept you as the Savior of my life. Lord, today, I want to take you into my life, to take you into my heart. I pray, O God, that you will give me a picture, that today you will reveal to me your plans for me, your purpose in my life. Give me a vision of my destiny. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't we just close in a word of prayer? Lord, we just thank you for this time. Thank you, Father God, for your word today. I just pray, Lord, that whatever it is that is planted into our hearts today, we will really live it out, Father God. I pray, Lord, na from this day forth, we will desire to have a vision of what you want for us, that you will direct our lives, oh God, that you will lead us. Thank you, Father God, and we just give you back all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray.